Jay. On this holy night so long ago, a story was written, a song began, a miraculous gift was given, and now silence is simply impossible in the presence of it all. Now our hearts are so overwhelmed by God's love that we want to cry out, to shout, to worship, and adore the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Remarkable, isn't it? God, the Creator of the universe, the Father of all creation, blessed a common woman with the honor of delivering His Son, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the one who would die for our sins, born so humbly in a small Judean town on a night so simple and so beautiful. It's the beauty and simplicity of the first Christmas that we celebrate today. We celebrate because the long-awaited one, Jesus Christ, the child, is born.
Our rest in Thee. In this day.
Rejoice! Christ is born. We're here to celebrate the story which began so long ago. It all started long before Bethlehem with God loving us so much that he couldn't rest until he made a way to redeem us. So God's only Son accepted the mission to come to earth to rescue the people he had created. You see, before the foundation of the earth, the Lamb was slain, and the first haunting notes of that melody, his melody, came to life. 2,000 years ago, his song was finally given a voice. And with that first cry from Bethlehem's manger, the singer became the song. Creation's creator became the created one. And today, you and I can sing in celebration because of the song that he brought on that first midnight clear. Bethlehem was crowded with weary travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus, the light of the world, to us that night. Yes, he is Emmanuel, God with us. But he didn't come surrounded by the pomp and circumstance befitting the King of all ages. Instead, he came as an innocent baby, wrapped in simplicity, so that all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, could learn to sing his song. To those who wander in an endless night, he brought hope. To those who still walk in darkness, he brought light. To those who need a Savior and a friend, he brought a song. And just as he came to all that Bethlehem night, he still comes to each and every one of us, bringing life and light, hope and help. As angels proclaimed him, shepherds celebrated, and the wise men worshiped him, we too worship by letting his light shine through us and by proclaiming to the world that he is still the Christ of Christmas. Yes, baby born, lamb slain, soon coming king, That's the good news. That's the gospel. He is our song, our Savior, and our light, shining through the darkness and helping us find our way.
The spark of brightness.